George W. Bush got mostly fair to poor ratings in the areas of foreign policy, domestic problems, the economy, Iraq, and Iran. But 65% of the poll's 508 respondents gave him fair to excellent scores in dealing with terrorism. Donald Downs is with the UW-Madison's Political Science Department. He says between now and November, the GOP will certainly highlight the president's rating in hopes of keeping their majority in Congress. Downs says terror alerts, arrests of suspected terrorists, and similar events could compel voters to support the president's party.
It's only normal for a political party to play the cards that give it its best hands. There's probably some fear factor involved. By the same token, you've had terrorist breakouts in India and in London. Republicans tend to just have more credibility on that because I think a lot of swing voters think that Democrats are conflicted between, is it a legal approach, is it an approach that involves the military. Republicans tend to speak with a more singular voice, so they come across as more credible.
Downs says in swing states, Democrats may be pressured to adopt stronger anti-terrorist stances. But he says local issues will still be a key factor for a congressional candidate, and Democrats could take the GOP to task over the economy and war in Iraq, which are currently not strong points for the White House. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.